It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Rips one into the night, deep into right, way out of here. And Philadelphia gets a pinch hit, two-run shot. And the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth.
A little Noah Kahn remix?
There you go.
Who would have thought?
Thanks to our buddies, the Armentani Brothers, for letting us use the Phil's Clubhouse mix. I almost want to take off my shirt and pour champagne on you guys.
Yeah.
Listen to this music.
All right.
We get Chickies to organize that.
Yeah, let's do it. Sure. If the Phillies win,
I don't think there's any champagne in here.
Do we do a shirt off broadcast here?
No.
If the Phillies win the World Series?
Birthday suits?
Yeah. 10 years ago, maybe, but not now. Yeah, not now. Not for me.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly for the Red October Rally. It is presented by Budweiser. Enjoy an ice cold Budweiser during all the Phillies postseason action at Chickies and Pete's. Does it have to be the year?
Has to be.
215-592-9494. Now, Big Aaron was nervous because Jack was nervous yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Big Aaron, are you feeling differently today?
I wasn't nervous, man. I was just probing Jack to get his behind off the...
Whoa.
Listen, I ain't scared of nothing.
Did you say you were probing Jack's behind?
Wow.
I was probing him.
Taking his temperature? You trying to get his temperature?
Yeah, he needed his temperature check yesterday.
I'm back.
See,
I
had to throw that back there. Now I'm back.
There you go.
I'm gonna go a different approach on this team because it's all lovely and you know, I'm gonna be real because I got called a sap yesterday by a couple people. But listen, they better win the World Series. I'm gonna tell you why.
Because
I seen when you got no hit in the World Series. Mm. I saw Topper do stupid, calling in stupid people to pitch. I saw all that. I saw y'all lose game 6 and 7 last year. Now, if y'all not embarrassed from that and come out here and kick some behind and sweep teams, that wasn't sweet.
But you relax.
He's raising the bar.
Yeah, I don't want to hear all that. Who's pitching? I don't care who's pitching. Y'all better go ahead and hit. And if I don't talk for Harper, which all softball questions, why are you swinging at the strike zone?
Wow, so you're accusing us of softball zone. Questions, DeBryce?
What do you want me to ask him? Yeah, playoffs start in 2 days. Buddy, I'll be a jerk at spring training. Not today.
Right, yeah, what are we talking about?
Your best buddy, Turner, y'all love swinging at the strike zone. Wait for a pitch y'all can hit. They was laughing at y'all last year. We going to throw them anything. They going to swing at it. This year, be disciplined. Hit a ball that's coming down the middle. Stop falling around trying to hit a ball. Playing hero baseball. I won a damn World Series. And I won it this year.
Wow.
I ain't scared of nobody. I would never be scared of nobody. I'm trying to help Jack out.
Okay.
I ain't scared of nothing.
I was going to say, you're sick. Yeah, I don't want you to.
No. Hey, let me tell you what happened, Big A.
I'm sick now, too. Don't get me started.
Got some Robitussin in him.
No, it seems like he had a conversation with him, Peter.
Yes. He got off the phone yesterday.
But seriously, man. Popper needs to just.
He wanted to make
sound
the right.
Like, sound like you had an intervention after that phone call yesterday.
Yes.
Well, here's
like,
hold on. Now
he wants sweeps.
I know, Big A. Where they
every game 10-0.
Fo. Just like Moses Malone said. I think the biggest thing I can ease your fear with Rob Thompson, because I think there's some Rob Thompson stress out there for people, is that there's not an obvious Kimbrel. Like last year was like Kimbrel's a big thing.
Estevez.
He's the closest to it, but he's better than Kimbrel. I mean,
come on.
Dude, Kimbrel was.
He better be better than Kimbrel.
Kimbrel was awful last year. I just don't have that kind of Rob Thompson angst that I think a lot of people have.
You know, I feel. Thank you for the call, Big A. It's good to hear that juice out.
Yeah, it's glad to have you back.
Yeah, we'd have you buck up.
The thing about Estevez that makes me feel bad is he genuinely seems like an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He seems like a great guy.
The Dragon Ball Z celebration.
Hoffman told us he's a great guy. He actually is happy to be on a winning team, unlike some other players on the Angels who have opportunities to go play for winning teams and then decide not to.
By the way,
yeah,
loved Bryce's subtle shot at the Braves to open the...
Dude, how about that?
I'm like, well... I'm gonna ask him this question. I wonder if he's gonna take a shot.
He leaned into it
immediately.
Yeah. Well, he said, was it 110, a couple teams? Well, it really was one team.
One team. Yep.
Well, they better go out and take care of business. That's all I'm saying. They won't complain.
Well, they're not using it as an excuse.
No.
And I can accept, because you know what that says. They're going to have to accept the criticism that comes with it.
Yes.
Because we're not giving them an excuse.
No.
Are you kidding me? I don't want to hear about the rest.
You were too good.
They were too rusty. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to hear that.
No. So Rob Thompson did talk about they have not announced who the second starter is going to be. Rob Thompson talked about that decision. Here's what he said.
As far as that number two, game two starter, I guess what are the factors there? Obviously, with the way the schedule sets up, you know, whoever pitches game two could come back and throw a lot of innings in game five if there was one, and if you needed on the backup Wheeler. I guess what are all the factors you're going to be looking at?
Well, I think it depends on the team we're playing. I factor in the talk around town is Sanchi's home and road splits, so you got to factor that in. I mean, he's just so much better at home, plus the fact you can have the ability to break up the right-handed starters and you break up the left-handed starters, and you know, you got a guy in Nola that can, he's calm and cool, it doesn't matter where he's pitching. So I think a lot of those things are in play, and they're things to have a conversation about and try and come up with a collective decision.
Sanchez is going to be the number two starter.
Correct.
You can hear it in his voice.
That's good.
You know, and
that makes everybody happy, right? That's what everybody wanted.
Yeah, well, and
but I think, Jack, just 1 second. I think what he's doing too, which is smart, is he is, by starting Sanchez in game two and the way he talked about Nola is actually – him saying that he is confident in Nola.
Yeah.
You know, that is the way he's presenting it. He's presenting it with what everybody sees, the home and road splits, and then he's saying, going into a tough environment, I want somebody, Nola can handle that. And I think him presenting it as, this puts you guys in situations that are better for both of you and better for the team is the right way to present it.
Well, you love the fact that he's not shying away from it.
He knows it's a real thing.
He doesn't say what he said without already having the conversation with the principals. Right? He's already talked to Nola about this.
Yeah.
So he's not – this isn't news to Nola by hearing it on the the scrum?
Press conference.
Yeah, press conference. So I love the fact that he felt comfortable enough to say that, because that says Nola is okay with it. This always hinged on Aaron Nola, whether or not he would be okay not pitching at home in game two. And as long as he doesn't have a problem with it, it makes the manager's decision a lot easier to do.
Well, and Fransky brought up earlier about Nola's road splits in the playoffs as well. That was all in 2022. He pitched only at home last year. So It's a bit of a small sample size. I just think that when
I'm not worried about Nola wherever he pitches.
I'm not really worried about it
either.
Yeah. Or you can look at it this way. No matter where he pitches at, you're going to be worried about Nola.
Exactly.
I mean, it's either way.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change for him.
He doesn't get the CBP bump. I think he's almost cold blood. Like, he doesn't really feel much emotion, that I don't think it matters road or home.
Yeah.
And the truth is that this is probably the only time you can set it up to make a decision like this. Because once these guys start pitching, you know,
now's the day's rest.
Yeah, and the day's rest is going to get shorter anyway. So once they start pitching, it's not something you're ever going to have to talk about again, I don't think. It's really just these games.
Yeah, the only counter would be if they get into the NLCS against the Dodgers, then you probably flip-flop it. You put Nola back.
If you can.
Yeah, if you can.
Like, if you can. If this series goes five games, you might not be able to flip-flop
it.
You know?
Yeah.
So. And then he also talked about, so when Dave Dombrowski traded for Austin Hayes, he said Austin Hayes was going to be the everyday left fielder, which I think we were all surprised by, especially because of Austin Hayes' splits. He splits like a platoon guy. So here is Rob Thompson on Austin Hayes.
As far as Austin Hayes goes, I mean, obviously he's been off for a long period of time. Do you view him as, I guess, more of a platoon guy going into the postseason, or do you think he could potentially play every day?
I think he can potentially play every day, to tell you the truth. His bat speed's back, his strength's back. He said he felt really good at running today, so that's the first time in a few days that he's felt that. So, if he's swinging the bat the way we know he can, and I think his at-bats against right-hand pitching the last couple of times he's had them have been better, he's a guy.
I can tell you who's not going to hit a home run at Citi Field specifically is Austin Hayes.
Hold on, man.
As long as he hits a double.
I'm good with a double. Yeah. I'm good with a double. Yeah, I don't know, man. I've barely seen the guy play since he's been here, and I guess I just trust him on it. It's not the decision I would make based on what I've seen from Hayes so far, but
sure.
They, you know.
Well, so you would platoon him is what you're saying?
I would.
Or would you just start someone else there and pinch hitting?
No. I would.
So you would play him, but you would just play him against lefties?
I would just, honestly, I would play Rojas more and platoon. Like, I don't mind playing Rojas.
But it's Marsh is the one who's going to be not playing, right?
Unless he plays in center field.
Right. They were platooning Rojas and Marsh to an extent in center field. That's what he could move it to, have Austin Hayes play every game.
Yeah, what's going to be interesting is what they do if they face the Brewers. The Brewers don't have a lefty starter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they only have righties. Does Austin Hayes still start in those situations? Now, what the Brewers did in, I believe, all three games here, but I know in two of the games, is they started – they did the opener thing with Koenig, who was one of their lefties out of the bullpen, to try to neutralize both Bryce and Schwarber in the first inning. So I wonder if they do that again. It's the playoffs, so maybe not. I don't know. But that's something that's going to be interesting. But the Hayes situation, they're facing probably only righties if the Brewers win.
215-592-9494, Drew and Maniunk, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Drew.
What up, Drew? It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, I don't think this has to be the year. Earlier you were talking about...
Come on, Drew!
Come on. Listen to me. You said, you know, Turner and Harper are going to be around next year, but you don't know about Stott and Bohm. Stott and Bohm are the only guys who are going to continue to get better. You know, the young guys. You can't throw away this whole season just because of one postseason.
What about Casty? What about Casty, JT?
I'll get there. The Phillies have made the playoffs 17 times in 140 years. I feel like you gotta listen to the leaders of the team, like, and go what they say. I do think a guy like Casty can be phased out for Aiden Miller. I feel like you gotta teach him outfielder so you can keep the infield intact. But this is the
Love
best.
Well,
only reason why I said that, and listen, I think Bohm should be your third baseman moving forward. But if they are, let's say, worst case scenario, they lose in this first round, there's going to be so much anger and frustration around this team and wanting some sort of change. You can't come back with the same roster next year. And quite frankly, as much as we love Stott over there at second base, he may just be a great defensive second baseman and not a great major league hitter. Like, that may be the case. So he's not somebody that's untouchable.
Well, they're platooning him in the playoffs.
Yeah,
basically.
So when you look at some of these guys, I think when you win, it's more likely these guys stick around.
Yep.
When you lose for a third straight year, when the owner is openly and publicly saying, go get his trophy back, I don't think he's going to sit on his hands after the season. So there's going to be changes if they don't win.
I think part of the reason you're platooning a guy like Stott with Sosa is because you have a guy like Sosa who's such a valuable gadget guy.
Mm-hmm. You tell me.
Well, but he's been a valuable gadget guy the last
3 years.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been here for 2 years.
The reason they're platooning him is because Stott has not hit well enough this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Now, the players have bad years. It doesn't mean that Stott is going to be a 240 hitter for the rest of it. Thank you for the call, Drew. It doesn't mean that Stott's going to be a 240 hitter for the rest of his career, but you don't get platooned in the playoffs as an everyday player when just because you happen to have a good guy on the bench.
And listen, nobody is foreshadowing injuries or what have you. But who's to say when something happens to Zach Wheeler's arm or Aaron Nola?
Sure.
Aaron Nola, who's pitched the most innings in baseball since he came into baseball.
They both pitched essentially 200 innings.
Yeah.
Nola didn't get there.
So
but
you
Wheeler
just
did.
Don't know. You can't say automatically next year. And I'm glad we said this because we brought up the Eagles. And, Jack, you remember this. I can't remember what side of the fence you were on. I think were me and you aligned with the whole – this is going to hurt worse than people think it is. And
after they lost
to Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, it was an eerie feeling of nobody was upset or outraged because Jalen had played so well. Everybody thought, well, this is what it's going to be every year. And I'm like, you don't get opportunities to win the Super Bowl like this. And we may have lost a great opportunity to win the Super Bowl. Who knows when we're going to get another opportunity to win one.
And I don't want 2022 to be the big missed opportunity.
Right.
Because same thing happened with the Phillies. The Phillies were in the World Series. They're up 2-1 in the World Series, and they couldn't close it out. I don't want that to be the crowning achievement.
Yes.
If they lose early, and I know it's pep rally day, and we don't want to talk about them losing early, that's where the Soto thing becomes more and more heightened, and it turns into a T.O. in 04 situation.
You almost need something like that.
Let me tell you something. I do not care what happens in this offseason. I want Juan Soto next year.
Juan Soto or a World Series, Spike. You can only choose one.
Oh, I take a World Series.
All right, good. Yeah, sure.
But the answer,
just making sure.
The answer is both. The correct answer.
Just making sure. That's all.
The correct answer is both.
Could you imagine they get both?
Oh, real. Another thing.
You sounded like Shannon Sharp right there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I don't know that it's
Michelle. Nothing.
I think you could make the argument that it's more likely you get Soto if you win the World Series.
Yeah. Could be.
You know, I think it raises the profile of the
team. Definitely raises the profile.
And especially when you're trying to take a player from the Yankees. I know we joke about me and the Yankees thing, but there is a prestige to playing for the New York Yankees.
Of course it is, yes.
So when you're trying to get a player to leave that prestige, well, I think in a lot of ways that it increases the chances of the Phillies getting Juan Soto if they were to win a World Series. Now, Middleton still has to pay whatever the price is.
Right.
But I think if all things being equal, if you have a team, if the money is equal, you have a team that just won the World Series, I think there might be a better chance of even getting Soto. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, Rios?
What's going on? Look, check it out. Just call real quick. First of all, I see Jack got rid of his yoga pants and his twinkle toe slippers and stuff, huh? So
I woke up, Rios. Yeah. I put on my big boy pants today, one leg at a time.
You got some Tims on?
I got my Tims on, Auburn.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the Phillies winning. Yo.
Blood on the grass.
Phillies are winning the World Series. Matter of fact, dog, step on somebody's face and make them taste their damn freaking blood,
dog.
Yeah,
real, where's Tucker?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, look, first, I just want to talk, like, y'all, so that was John Middleton today, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Listen to this. This is a freaking owner. Talk about choking up. The way he feels, what he's doing. Let me tell you something, man. There's no way you cannot want to run through a freaking wall, want to win this freaking championship for this freaking owner. You know what I mean? There is no freaking way that should have choked up the rest of the damn Phillies. Like, yo, I'm going to start smacking the bats on these walls. I'm going to start hitting people with these bats or whatever the freak it is. Let me tell y'all something, gentlemen. The great Great interview. You know what I mean, with Bryce, it was cute. Yeah, you know I mean, sound like a hugging session.
But well, a little slap and tickle.
Feeling good right now.
Yeah, it was a little hugging session, but let me tell you something, especially you, Spike. Remember when the Phillies was crapping the bed, and then you were snapping?
Yep.
I was snapping with you.
Yep.
Did you notice how maybe some people probably was listening? It kind of started taking a turnover where after we were snapping, like, okay, y'all getting y'all crap together, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So this is what I'm telling you, man. Bloody October ain't freaking hugging October. Damn it. Dog, stay on the freaking bass.
Yeah, stay on Bryce's throat.
Let me tell what?
Wait a minute. Jack, you would have been so mad at me if hard on Bryce
I'm
called.
Just kidding.
No, I would have been mad at you.
Okay, yes.
My teams are on.
I'm a professional.
No, listen, you did a great job.
Okay. I get it. Yes. Check it out, gentlemen. You being professional, I get it. Yes. This is what I'm saying as on a professional state, as us winning, as us setting 94.1 all the way up to the freaking top always for this with this damn championship. We got to stay on their asses. Balls. All right? Stay on it. That man is the freaking face of the Phillies, the leader. I love Bryce. I do. And I really want him to win. But I really want him so freaking uncomfortable that he's mad at breakfast. He's mad at lunch. He's mad at dinner. He's just mad, period. He's excited that Saturday at 4:08 that he got a game to play and going in the park. But he's mad. He's mad to the point where either he makes somebody bleed and they taste their blood, or he just run his face into a wall and tasting his own blood and embracing that. Sitting in the damn locker room where guys coming up to him, he like, not now, gentlemen. I'll give y'all my speech. I'll give y'all my talk in a minute, but not freaking now. So his team can see like, yo, this dude has turned dark. He has to turn dark. He got to go to a dark place. You can't go home, be comfortable, get in your bed. I have this nice house. I got all this money. No. He has to go 0-30. Not 30 as 3-0. Dirty as get your ass in the freaking mud. So stay on top of it, gentlemen. Y'all have a mission. Y'all the radio station. Y'all got the voice out there that gets to them, that gets to these guys, that gets to these suckers who wearing twinkle toes and maybe get their asses out of the city so we can get some men in there who wants to damn do their thing on the football field, baseball field, basketball court, and the hockey rink. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Y'all have a freaking mission. And don't forget y'all mission. He's a professional, and y'all are professional. Stop with the hugging. Ain't no time for hugging with Bryce because right now, what the hell happened? Y'all like, this is the chance. It has to happen now. I'm saying it. What y'all put it up with the damn question, whatever. They have to win it. It's now freaking never. Bryce needs this. He knows he needs this. So make sure his ass goes freaking dark. No hugging. Ain't hugging October. October for a reason. Halloween comes in October. There's a reason why I want you to shake the freaking head bald so you can set a trend for Bryce to maybe shave his head bald and get rid of that damn dancing on my own hair that he got. Because check it out. And Ike, you can appreciate this. If Bryce goes bald, you already know what's coming out, what song coming out. Throw your guns in the air. Fuck like you just don't care. I hate your bleeping guts, and I hope that you die. You know all what right. time
Whoa.
It is, man.
All right.
We need Bryce from that
Whoa.
Type of time. All
okay.
that dancing and your girl getting taken. You can't win a championship on some sucker emotional, I need you. No, we're men. We're men. He has a beard. You got a beard. Get freaking bald, damn it. Punch yourself in the freaking mouth and taste it. Or taste somebody else's blood. I don't give a damn. Embrace it. Peace.
Yeah.
So, Rio said he wanted Bryce Harper to make other people bleed. Can't do that
can't
in
tell,
baseball.
Yeah.
yeah that's, so, I want, now that I've turned and I want the Mets, and I know there are people that are out there that are still scared.
Scared.
Yeah.
So, I thought, what better way to make people realize how badly we need to beat them than to bring on one of the biggest Mets fans that I know.
And annoying.
And very annoying. So Sal Licata.
Might be his last time getting to speak of relevance.
Yes. Today. So
yes.
Joining us next will be, of the WFAN Midday Show, Sal Licata. Sal loves to yell and scream and blah, 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 blah. But I know inside he's scared. And what I want you to do is feel what I feel when I think about beating these guys. And then I want you to turn on that. So Sal will join us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for the Red October Rally. Nothing goes better with Philly's baseball than crab fries and ice-cold Budweiser online at chickiesandpetes.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.